Have you ever been so tired that you literally crashed, not just emotionally, but physically? That's what happened when fatigue became so overwhelming that a car accident forced a reckoning with reality. Here was someone with degrees from Cornell, Harvard, and Columbia, running a medical practice while raising children, yet unable to explain the constant exhaustion, unexplained weight gain, and persistent irritability. When colleagues dismissed these symptoms as normal for a busy mom or blamed aging at age 32, something felt profoundly wrong. This frustration led to a startling discovery. Women's medical concerns are systematically dismissed, with studies showing they're nearly twice as likely as men to experience debilitating fatigue. What emerged from this personal crisis was a framework addressing the true culprits behind chronic exhaustion. The interconnected triad of hormones, inflammation, and gut health that conventional medicine routinely overlooks. This isn't about willpower or pushing through. It's about understanding why your body's intricate systems have stopped working together and how to restore their natural harmony. Your body operates like a highway system where hormones serve as chemical messengers, regulating metabolism, appetite, heart rate, and mood. The hypothalamus and pituitary glands orchestrate this operation, releasing key hormones including human growth hormone for tissue repair. Your thyroid regulates metabolism through T3 and T4 hormones. Imbalances cause either crushing fatigue, hypothyroidism, or overstimulation with irritability, hyperthyroidism. 1 in 8 women has thyroid conditions, yet many remain undiagnosed. Your pancreas produces insulin to help cells use blood sugar. Consistently high sugar intake forces insulin overproduction until cells become resistant, like a child tuning out constant yelling. This resistance contributes to diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and depression. Your adrenal glands produce cortisol and adrenaline for fight-or-flight responses that now activate for emails and deadlines rather than physical threats. Constant modern stressors prevent these hormones from returning to baseline, diverting resources toward cortisol at the expense of other essential hormones. Despite technological advances, energy levels have dramatically declined. Chronic stress burns out hormone receptors, increasing risk for anxiety, depression, and weight gain. Our modern diet disrupts hormones through processed foods and sugar spikes. Our environment bombards us with hormone-disrupting chemicals in plastics, beauty products, and medications. Up to 80% of women over 35 experience estrogen dominance from environmental xenoestrogens that mimic estrogen, a perfect storm of hormonal chaos, leaving you exhausted, gaining weight inexplicably, and unable to reclaim energy through willpower alone. When your ankle swells after a fall, that's acute inflammation, your immune system's natural healing response. But chronic inflammation from poor sleep, stress, or diet transforms your protector into a destroyer, attacking your own cells and draining energy. When pro-inflammatory triggers accumulate, your emergency response never turns off, manifesting through persistent joint pain, constant fatigue, brain fog, weight retention, and food sensitivities. Inflammation's reach extends throughout your body. Liver inflammation can inflame brain tissue and blood vessels, creating fatigue and depression. Your body enters triage mode, depleting resources from healthy areas. Inflammation and weight gain create a vicious cycle. Expanding fat cells become inflammation factories. Intestinal inflammation creates leaky gut, allowing food particles into your bloodstream, triggering gas, bloating, irritable bowel syndrome, hormonal imbalances, and autoimmune diseases. As Hippocrates noted, all disease begins in the gut, and all energy begins there too. Research reveals 70 to 80% of your immune system resides in the gut, and approximately 90% of hormone imbalances trace to gut health. Your body hosts 100 trillion bacteria, producing enzymes, creating vitamins and neurotransmitters, 95% of serotonin is produced in the gut, and regulating metabolism. Unfortunately, the average American gut microbiome lacks ancestral diversity due to high-fat, high-sugar, low-fiber diets, and sedentary lifestyles, creating the perfect storm for chronic inflammation and fatigue. The brain and gut connect through the myenteric plexus, a nerve network lining intestinal walls. This explains why gut inflammation triggers sadness or anxiety, and why stress disrupts digestion. Unbalanced gut flora impairs neurotransmitter production, causing depression, brain fog, and anxiety. To maintain gut health, avoid processed sugar, under 5 grams daily, artificial sweeteners, unnecessary antibiotics, excessive sanitization, NSAIDs, conventional dairy, and processed foods with more than 3 ingredients. Fiber feeds beneficial bacteria. Hunter-gatherers consumed up to 200 grams daily versus today's 15 grams. Without adequate fiber, bacteria consume the protective mucin lining, creating leaky gut. Best sources include yams, potatoes, ginger, leeks, fibrous fruits and vegetables, and legumes. Nobel Prize-winning research revealed every cell has its own circadian clock. When you eat matters as much as what you eat. Melatonin production begins 2 to 3 hours after your last meal, signaling the pancreas to stop insulin production. Late meals force digestion during repair time, causing insulin dysfunction. A 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. eating window aligns better with circadian rhythm than noon to 8 p.m., while late-night phone use or midnight snacking sabotages this cycle and leads to fatigue and disease. Stopping eating 2-3 hours before bed and fasting until late morning delivers powerful benefits. For every 3-hour increase in nighttime fasting, there's a 4% reduction in glucose, lowering risks of diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. Intermittent fasting reduces insulin resistance, boosts energy, sharpens cognition, and enhances neuron growth. Around the 16-hour mark, fasting triggers autophagy, your body's self-cleaning mechanism that removes damaged cells and regenerates healthier ones. Circadian fasting aligns eating windows with your body's natural rhythm. Your gut bacteria operate on circadian cycles, becoming more or less active throughout the day. Eating late disrupts the synchronization, causing drowsiness when you need alertness. Aim for eating windows like 8 a.m., 8 p.m., or 9 a.m., 6 p.m. Women's bodies are uniquely sensitive to starvation signals due to evolutionary adaptations. Start with 12 16-hour fasts on 3 non-consecutive days weekly. Women can fast more aggressively during the follicular phase, days 0 to 14, when hormones are rising, but should ease up during the luteal phase, days 15-28, when energy naturally dips. This isn't deprivation. It's synchronizing eating patterns with ancient rhythms your body still remembers. Combine circadian fasting with hormone-balancing foods aligned with your internal clock. Eat within 9 to 12 hours daily with an early dinner rather than skipping breakfast. This stabilizes insulin, increases growth hormone, promotes cellular repair, improves digestion, enhances sleep, and reduces disease risk. Participants typically lose 10 pounds over 10 weeks and 4 to 7% of visceral fat over 6 months. Focus on gut health through predominantly plant-based, gluten-free, and dairy-free eating, with flexibility for what you tolerate. Follow 90% of the plan while allowing 10% wiggle room. Break your fast with easy-to-digest foods. Enjoy your largest meal at lunch, noon to 4 p.m. when digestion peaks. Key essentials: 6 to 8 vegetable servings daily, prebiotic fiber at every meal, hormone-balancing tea, and 80 ounces of water. Limit caffeine to 1 to 3 cups to avoid raising cortisol. Over 2 weeks, alternate between 12-hour fasts, 15-hour fasts, and free days, building to a final 16-hour fast. Excessive cardio damages health. Endurance athletes often develop heart dysfunction, plaque buildup, and stiff arteries. Chronic cardio generates cortisol, promoting abdominal fat storage. Instead, practice yoga, 8-minute high-intensity intervals every other day, and 20 minutes of daily sunlit movement. Limit high-intensity training to 3 times weekly, complemented by 8,000-12,000 daily steps. After 2 weeks, assess energy levels, morning alertness, afternoon fatigue, workout capacity, and digestion. While gut lining regenerates within 5 to 7 days, significant improvements emerge with long-term practice. Continue 3 months to make habits automatic. This is a fundamental shift in relating to your body's needs. Energy encompasses mental and spiritual components beyond the physical. Ancient wisdom established 3,000 years ago what modern science now confirms. Thoughts directly impact physical health through neural pathways connecting brain to organs. Think of energy like money in a bank account, something you shouldn't give away carelessly. Four hidden drains affect most of us: negative people, negative thoughts, inflammatory foods, and decision fatigue. Energy vampires, those who constantly complain and leave you drained, exist in everyone's life. Limit engagement while surrounding yourself with energizers who foster positive exchanges. Social media and news cycles bombard us with negativity. Consider periodic fasts from these sources. Try daily 5-minute tune-ins, deep, anchoring breaths to reconnect with your body, ideally in nature. Restaurant meals cooked with inflammatory oils force your immune system into cleanup mode. Sugar, toxins, and coffee borrow energy that must be repaid through afternoon crashes. We make about 35,000 conscious decisions daily. A 2011 study of Israeli judges found favorable rulings dropped from 65% to nearly zero before meals. Reserve mental energy for important decisions and schedule them for mornings when your energy banks are full. Your home should function as a sanctuary. Maximize natural daylight while eliminating nighttime light sources. Use blackout curtains for optimal sleep. Incorporate calming elements like lavender, gentle music, and houseplants. Even making your bed daily creates feelings of organization. Your body isn't broken. It's exhausted from fighting against its own nature, but it's remarkably resilient, capable of profound healing when you stop working against it. Your energy isn't lost. You've been spending without making deposits. Start today, start small, but most importantly, start listening to what your body has been telling you all along.